Bonjour, brothers and sisters. Thank you for tuning in to White Earth Nation sobriety, outreach, and support on KKWE 89.9. Our mission is to raise awareness on the drug epidemic going on in our community. Reach out to the youth, elders, families, preserve and unify communities, encourage culture, supportive resources, and education. Bonjour, brothers and sisters. Thank you for tuning in to us. This is Kevin Clark here coming to you from White Earth Sobriety Outreach and Support. We're going to come in and tell you a little bit about ourselves here. Our mission, as you just heard, is to raise awareness throughout the communities during this drug epidemic. Reach out to the youth, the elders, the families, you know, preserve and unify. And we just want to teach everybody about our culture. So one thing we did want to touch on is the loss of our sister that we just had out at the casino. Prayers to the family, prayers to the friends, everybody that was involved with that. Real tragic. So we are hosting an emergency walk for hope. It's an SOS. We're calling everybody out 5 p.m. tomorrow at the Park Terrace. Come on out, help us join the walk. And it is a walk for hope. And if anybody is interested in knowing a little bit more about the walk for hope, I kind of got some guidelines for you to lay out here. It's to walk in unity and respect, awareness, love your sobriety, kindness and compassion, fight the epidemic, overcome addiction, refrain from the profanity, honesty and humility, optimistic in recovery, peacefully empower and encourage and support. That's one of the upcoming events. Anyways, again, that was 5 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, at the Park Terrace. Now I'm going to pass this over to Bernardino here, and he's going to give you guys a little bit of information on the WASOP program. One of the things we're trying to do as an outreach program is introduce the community to some of the resources that are available out there, just so you guys know that there is a place to go. There is people to contact, and we want to help. We really do. We're out here to help, and we want to make everybody aware and get everybody involved. So Bernardino, go ahead, let them know.
Hello everybody, Buju. My name is Bernardino, and I got a little information for the White Earth Substance Abuse Program. If you or anyone you know is struggling with addiction, need a Rule 25 resources, prevention program, inquiries about treatment, talking circles, community events, or learn more about naloxone, contact the WESA office, 218-983-3729, extension 1297. Toll-free number is 1-800-950-3229. We also got offices in Manoman, and that number is 218-936-1108. Nadawash, 218-935-5554, and Pine Point, 218-573-2400. And we also got the Urban Office, too. That's 612-872-8207. If you need any help, just contact these numbers and get hooked up with the Rule 25 and get help. We're here to help you. Big what?
All right. Thank you, Dino. I appreciate the information there. Community, use your resources. Find what you can to fight this drug epidemic. We got to get it off of the streets. I also have Samantha Clark here that actually worked through WASA with Bernardino. She's going to share her story and kind of tell you guys how it helped her and brought her back to sobriety.
Hi, my name's Samantha. I went through the White Earth Substance Abuse Program multiple times. I've tried to get into treatment with them. The first time I didn't follow through, the second time I didn't either, but the third time I did. They've never given up on me. They always made me feel comfortable whenever I went there. I made a couple relationships with the people there, friendships, I guess, and they still keep in touch with me. I'm 7 months sober. what it means to me to be sober. I'm happy. I'm happy to be sober. I worked really hard to get where I'm at today. It wasn't easy in the beginning, but it's starting to get easier today. And I didn't really honestly want to come back to my community after I did get sober, but I realized that I have to. I have to be here to help my people. And now I'm working with White Earth SOS because I want to show our people that they can get sober and come back to our community and still be part of society. And our reservation is not a bad place. It's just got a lot of bad things going on inside of it right now.
Yeah, thank you, Samantha. I appreciate that. This is Kevin coming back here. Yeah, the community is kind of fighting against this drug epidemic, and it's taken over a lot of people's lives. We've lost a lot of brothers and sisters to this, and we just encourage everybody, like we were talking about before, come out to the Walk for Hope tomorrow, 5 p.m., Park Terrace. We'll be there. If you need any further information or if you ever just need anybody to talk to, feel free to hit us up on Facebook. We have a group on there that you can join. It's SOS, White Earth Nation. We're constantly posting stuff on there, cultural stuff, multiple events, things that we got going on in the future. If we ever just send an SOS and we need someone to walk with us, it'll be on there. You can watch it and you can see. Join us in the community. That's what we're looking for. We need you guys out there with us. We need you fighting. And we need as much help as we possibly can to overcome this drug epidemic and bring the culture back to our community. As far as that goes, there's another resource we wanted to get into here. It's the White Earth Harm Division, White Earth Harm Prevention Program that we got going on also. I'm going to introduce Danielle. Go ahead, Danielle. Let them know what it's all about.
Hello. My name is Danielle Manipini. I just wanted to give you information on the harm reduction services. Services are available. The syringe needle exchange, naloxone, Narcan training, referrals and linkage to care, rapid hepatitis C screenings, Tuesdays 3 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. White Earth Mental Health Service Building on Main Street, Wednesdays 9 o'clock a.m. to 1:45 p.m. Nativash Community Center, 3 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. in White Earth Public Health Clinic, Old RTC. For more information, contact Clinton Alexander, Harm Reduction Advisor, at 218-983-3286, extension 1257.
Miigwetch, Danielle, for that. As you see, there's a lot of resources available out here, and we're all recovering addicts ourselves. You know, we know what it's like to go through these hardships, and you know, we just want to, as we got sober, you know, we're clean now. We just want to give back to the community and help lift up one another, you know, that is out there struggling, instead of, you know, bashing them or tearing them down. Addiction doesn't discriminate, you know. It's affecting our communities across the reservation, and we're just here to help. We want to help.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Dino. I appreciate that. Yeah, and we're not just against the drugs or the drug dealers or anything like that. We just want to get the drugs out of our community. We want to wash it all out, bring the culture back to life. Drugs have never been in the Native American culture, and that's not how it's supposed to be. So feel free. Like I said, we have a Facebook page, SOS, White Earth Nation. Go on there, join the movement, join the group, join the fight, help us bring back the culture. And we're going to go to a song break. We're going to play Thomas X's Seven Traditions, Seven Teachings.
Kick back, listen and chill to what I be speaking, because what I have to say to you right now is very intriguing. I'm talking about the ways of the Ojibwe people that seem to be leaving. Yes, of course, I'm talking about the seven teachings. So what are the seven teachings? Number one, respect. Respect is something that we seem to neglect, and if you take a look at the world, it's starting to have a big effect. So maybe we should all take a look in the mirror and put ourselves in check, because the world could be a lot better place if we showed each other some more respect. Number two, truth. Truth is something that I should be spitting in the booth. Truth is something that could be easy to take or harder than your tooth. Truth is something that people claim to have all the way through the roof, but it's also something they forget about when they get caught in a coup. Truth is something that we gotta learn to express. It's gotta come through our hearts and our chests, not so much through our brains when we stress. Number three, wisdom. Wisdom is something you obtain when you sit down and listen. And to obtain it, some of my natives went to college and some of my natives went to prison. To have wisdom is to know that you have a gift and a reason, and you maximize on it and utilize it all four seasons. Just know that you have a gift. Number four, honesty. Honestly, to be honest, it ain't like reading a book or learning Ebonics. It's kind of like learning to be true, to hold, and to keep your promise. To be honest is to speak from your heart and to leave your head, and you pick apart the dark and don't speak when your vision is red. Number five, humility. Humility is to be humble, and to be humble is to keep it together when everything's seeming to crumble. Like you in the pitch black dark in the middle of a jungle, but when adversity comes your way, you're ready to rumble. You get up after you've been knocked down, and you get up again after you tumble. Cause there's been times in my life where people tried to belittle me, and it was in those moments I had to express my humility. Number six, courage. To be courageous is to do the right thing when you have every opportunity to do what's wrong. So I gotta take the opportunity to say good things inside of my songs. I gotta talk about what's really real and what's really going on. To be courageous is to do the right thing, and you pick apart the darkness, you see the happiness the light brings. You do what's right and you find your own light. Number seven, love. Love. It ain't always a white wedding and flying doves, but it's something that we could express to each other because we have those feelings for the ones that are above. Love is something that I'm wishing to see. Love is something that the Creator gave to us unconditionally. Love is something as simple as telling your people, Gaje Wayne Amen, when you see them. Aho, the seven teachings.
All right. Thank you for that, Thomas X. One thing we wanted to talk about was the Wellbriety meetings that we got going on throughout the community. This is a good resource, too. I'm going to introduce Dino here to speak on that. Go ahead, Dino.
Yeah, we have Wellbriety meetings every Wednesday at 224 Main Street in Manoman, but we're looking to expand and get into a bigger place, into the River Lane Apartments. From the last meeting we went to, it was like at least 20 people there, so it is growing. So we want to, you know, expand more and provide that group, that opportunity for other people that are struggling or going through a program or just want support in the community, to provide that in Nativewash and in White Earth. So we're looking to expand on that part. And Minnie Miigwech is to cherish. She's been there chairing the meeting in Manoman for the past year now. And we went to we had a picnic not too long ago, a couple of months ago, and it, you know, we reached out to 212 community members in there, you know, so that was very, it was an honor and a privilege to be there just to serve the community and just provide that support. And yeah. Well, to explain a little bit about, not explain, but just tell you a little bit about my story. You know, I've been in recovery since 2012. Before that, you know, I can rewind the clock back until when I was 16. When I, you know, I remember smoking crack in my mom's bathroom. You know, my fingers were all full of ashes and everything like that. So, you know, that's kind of where I started out at, is, you know, with cocaine, you know, methamphetamines. It was called crank back then. But I struggled with that off and on for at least 10 years of my life. You know, it led me down a dark path to, you know, prison, institutions. Eventually, it just took me further away from my culture and being an Anishinaabe, you know, took me away from my family, took me away from my kids too. And, I went to a 13-month, year-long program, which ultimately saved my life, I believe, you know. And I just thank the Creator every day for blessing me and, you know, for bringing me back to my community to help others. since then, you know, I've been part of this White Earth Sobriety outreach and support, you know. I just want to help the communities, you know, serve others, you know, just to lend a helping hand, just to, you know, let them know that you're not alone out there. You know, there's more than one person out there struggling with substances, and the resources are there if you want them, you know, if you want the help. You know, we just want to be out here to help one another like we are grown, or, you know, to be as Anishinaabe, just to help others, you know. I'm going back and forth to prison, you know, it taught me a lot to be a good judge of character, you know, but, you know, I don't judge anybody that does substances or anything like that. I know we all need help. And the one thing I've learned is just, you know, it's better to, you know, love another one instead of hating or talking down on them, you know. While struggling with methamphetamines for at least 10 years, you know, it just took me down a dark, lonely path, you know, and I felt alone. I felt trapped sometimes, you know. It just, you know, I didn't know how to reach out and ask for help. You know, I always got in trouble, and, you know, it took me further away from learning their cultural ways and things like that, you know. Now I want to, you know, just give back to the community and, you know, and just be a positive role model, you know.
Miigwech, Dino, appreciate that, yeah. It's tough out there, man, especially when you're struggling with addictions like that. My name is Kevin Clark. I've also struggled with an addiction called alcoholism, and that began when I was probably 12 years old. It all began, you know, just kid having fun out there with the rest of the friends, throwing a couple back, and eventually, you know, you start getting that feeling of happiness. Like, it just washed away it washed away all of your pain. It washed away all of the emotions that were flowing through you, and it just stuck with me my entire life until 2 years ago. My sobriety date will be November 15th, year 2017. 2 years sober. I can honestly say that I'm happier now than I have been in my entire life. And it's a complete struggle, and I completely understand that. I'm going to introduce you to Danielle, and why don't you just go ahead and tell your story a little bit here. Let us know how you overcame your...
Buju. This is Danielle Manypenny. Well, I've struggled with my addiction for maybe 4 years. Yeah, I got pretty heavy there, and I got myself into a lot of trouble. I never thought I'd overcome it. I'm happy to be sitting here where I am today, able to help others. That's the goal, to help others and in their recovery and maintaining their sobriety. Yeah, I ended up in jail. It wasn't very fun, I know that much. And I ended up being handling the pain that I was trying to run away from in the end, I guess. All I can say.
Yeah, I think we've all been down the jail road before. I've been in there a few times myself. Did a few overnighters. Did a 40-day run. DWIs. Crashed the car a few times. It's tough.
Go ahead. I mean, I think that's... Hello, I'm Dino. Anin. I think that's the only time I reached out for really for help was when I was in a jam or, you know, sitting in a holding tank, you know, just asking the creator, hey, man, get me out of this one more time. I'll behave, you know. I don't know how many times I went through that, but, you know, this last little rip here is just like I really took it serious, you know. I really, you know, got on my knees and said, hey, man, get me out. If you get me out of this, I'll straighten up for sure this time, you know. and you know, I'm thankful that it answered my prayers, you know. I mean, and I'm glad to be in this position I'm in right now, just to help others, you know what I mean, because I know what it's like to walk down that road.
Miigwech. Yeah, it is. It's tough. I actually ended up in the hospital a few times myself and almost died the last time, my last run. I think that really opened my eyes, definitely opened my eyes. I ended up with a blood point alcohol level of 0.54. And, I mean, if any of you can imagine how much I had to have been trying to push down all of the emotions that I have been trying to fight through. Sobriety's not easy. It's not tough, man. I fight emotions every day, and I'm not afraid to say that I cry. I cry a lot. I cry at least once or twice a week nowadays. Before, when I got into my sobriety, I would probably cry every day, you know, probably twice a day, just to get these emotions flowing. And it was so hard to not go back to that addiction, just to take all the pain away. It really is tough, but you fight through it. You find supporters, and that's one of the biggest things, is getting the community on your back, finding somebody that supports you in your addiction, and constantly giving them a call, telling them your stories, letting it out. And that's what we're here to do too. We want to bring you guys into these Wellbriety meetings so you can find people that are sober, so you can have somebody's shoulder to cry on, so you can have someone to call when you're in need, so you have a place to go. That we are an outreach program, and we support you in every move that you make. I mean, even it's not only with the drug addiction itself either. We want to get the drugs out of the community. We're not trying to fight off the drug dealers themselves either. We want the drugs out. I mean, there's other ways to make money out there. There's jobs, there's opportunities, there's side projects. There's always ways to make money. You don't have to do it by killing off your community. That's all you're doing, is you're just out there and you're killing your people. You're taking the culture out of the community, and it's an epidemic that we got to overcome. It really is.
I like to say Miigwech to everybody that came out in our walks recently in the last couple weeks in Pine Point, at the skateboard demo, the Tom XS concert. You know, after that, we did a walk through for hope through the Pine Point community, and I just say Miigwech to everybody that took part in that. You know, it takes a lot of courage to stand up against, you know, what's affecting our communities. And I like to just say many Miigweches to everyone that took that stand in solidarity that day, you know, and as well as the NatoWatch too, you know, it's our communities are getting hit pretty hard with this epidemic, and you know, it's gonna take all of us to stand up and fight. You know, we want this stuff out of here. So many Miigweches, and we hope to see you to the next walk. You know?
Miigwech. Again, White Earth Nation Sobriety Outreach and Support. You can contact us anytime on Facebook. That's SOS, White Earth Nation. Go ahead and get on there. Click that join button. You'll get all of our notifications. You'll get all of the resources you need. Feel free to send us a message anytime you want. Dino supplied you with some phone numbers to WESA. So you guys can go ahead and do that if you need Rule 25s or any other information. Yeah, feel free to contact us anytime you want. Thanks again. Oh, and one more thing. Tomorrow, SOS, the walk tomorrow, 5 p.m., Park Terrace. We'll see y'all there.